What They Needed, a Due South story by Spuffy Duds, read by Zabira. Ray was surprised how hard it was to stand up, to leave the booth, even though he thought they were maybe headed for good things tonight. He'd gotten used to the heat and pressure of Fraser's knees so quickly, and now that he was standing up and Fraser was standing up over there, away, his legs were cold. But they split the bill, and Fraser, like always, insisted on leaving a better tip than the kinda cranky waitress really deserved, and then they were out on the sidewalk, heading back toward the station and the GTO. They were doing the usual bump and jostle, and somewhere in there, Fraser actually threw in a hip check. Ha! That was new, Ray thought. And kind of fun, he thought, before thinking, also, I fell down. Shit, he said. His feet never tangled up like that. I'm so sorry, Ray, Fraser said, giving him a hand up. I was, over-exuberant. Nah, it's just the last few weeks catching up with me. I don't think I'm walking straight to start with. Fraser took Ray's chin in his hand firmly. Also new and fun. But then gave him a concerned look. You are one sleepless night away from being ill, Ray, he said. Ray started to protest, started to say, no, I do not need to sleep tonight. Everything is different, and I want to play. But his eyeballs ached, and he was having to think about walking, and yeah, he didn't want to maybe have the first time with Fraser on a night when he was so tired he was going to suck. Well, suck at sucking. Whatever. Fraser actually suggested taking the wheel, and Ray said, never been that tired, Fraze, but thanks. He turned the radio to a thrashy station with a Pixie song going, bopped his head, managed to stay upright until they got to his place and up the stairs. But then he was done, actually swaying, and he mumbled, sorry. But Fraser had his arm around his waist, sort of marching him to the bed. And then clothes were coming off. His? Whose? And there was a pillow, and Ray was gone. When he woke up, the bedroom had really late morning, maybe almost lunchtime light. And he panicked for a second before he remembered it was his day off. But not Fraser's day off. And Fraser was next to him. In the bed, curled up against Ray's back. Hey, he said, really not wanting to, but not wanting to get Fraze in trouble either. Hey, the consulate. I called in sick, Fraser said into his hair. Oh, wow. Ray started to turn to face him and then realized that he tasted and smelled like he'd been asleep for, clock squint, 10 hours. He scooted out of the bed instead, turned to look at Fraser, who was still curved around the empty Ray space. Nice. Wearing those white boxers. Ray checked quickly. Yep, he was down to his boxer briefs. Thanks for, what was he gonna say? Tucking me in? I will be right back. Really, right back. He brushed his teeth speedily and then jumped in the shower, soaped and shampooed like he was still listening to the Pixies. And the whole time he was thinking, dumbass, you're giving him a chance to think. When you get out, he'll be dressed and edging toward the door. You should have jumped him no matter what you tasted like. He towel scrubbed his hair and wrapped the dampish towel around his waist and opened the bathroom door. Fraser had not gotten more dressed. Had gotten less dressed, which was not dressed at all. He was lying on top of the covers, looking at Ray, naked, and touching himself. Bruh, Ray said. And Fraser looked away, bit his lip, looked shy. And how did he do that? I'm all embarrassed. I can't look at you. And by the way, here is my dick. Which I am stroking. Jesus! Ray made it over to the bed somehow. He dropped to his knees beside it and just, God, buried his face in Fraser, kissed his stomach and chest over and over. Soft skin over his ribs, a little salty, good. Fraser was making and ah noises, and his arm was still moving. Hey, hey, let me, Ray said. But he watched for a minute just to see what Fraser liked. And Fraser was doing just the lightest touches, slow and feathery, teasing himself, waiting for Ray. Ray could not possibly keep doing it like that. Not today. He took a deep, shivery breath, pushed his damp towel off, and climbed in beside Fraser, nudging him over. He snugged one arm under Fraser's neck, pressed his own cock up against the side of Fraser's hip, and had to stop there for a moment, thinking, not yet, not yet. He tasted Fraser's neck, ear, and then pulled their mouths together and kissed him for a long time. And that was very good, but it was even better when he finally grabbed Fraser's wrist, moved his hand away, took over. And he wasn't teasing. He was serious, and Fraser got noisy. It didn't take long. Fraser's noises got louder and longer and almost angry sounding. And then there was one that was small and surprised, and Fraser was coming all over Ray's hand. Ray watched him and grinned because he'd done that, made Fraser loud and happy, done something Fraser needed. And now Ray needed very much. He'd been rocking against Fraser's hip the whole time, but that was getting less, nice, and more, oh God, something must happen. He moved his sticky hand away, gently, threw it across Fraser's ribs, and pulled him in tighter, rocked harder and faster, and soon, was twitching hot all over his side, going, into his neck. Yeah. They lay there for a while, breathing slower, tangled together and drying sticky. But Ray was in no hurry to move, because Fraser was running fingers through his hair, kissing his forehead. Finally, Fraser sighed, said, "We should probably shower." "Or we might get stuck together permanently," Ray said, and bit his lip to keep from adding, "I wouldn't mind that." "I wouldn't actually mind that," Fraser said, softly, and Ray decided he was never getting out of bed. The end. This has been What They Needed, a Due South story by Spuffy Duds. Spuffy Duds' other stories can be found at her live journal.